you, Superintendent. God bless you. You know, things are big in Texas, everything but the water. I looked at that little water glass and I thought it wouldn't take long to drink that dry. I was preaching the camp in Kentucky and I saw some of those folks here. We were there 4 years, only 1 year in between. You know, I told them I didn't know whether I was that good a preacher or the poor you have with you always. But we were there for 4 years, and one night they brought a little bit of glass, and the next night they brought a pitcher. And I said, I'm glad to see the water supply begin to increase. And the next night, just as I started to preach, a boy come in the tabernacle with a hose. Well, praise God for camping. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're having a time. In fact, I'm always having too good a time. Hallelujah. Been rejoicing in God. This has been a wonderful day. It's great to be among our friends. The West Texas District, we esteem this district very highly and its leaders. The fellowship with God's people. You folks have as your district superintendent, one of our finest campaign speakers. God has blessed your district with a preaching superintendent. We esteem his fellowship and all of the brethren. I'll tell you, we're here to have camp meeting. So, on the platform tonight is Dr. Martin. I enjoyed this morning. That was wonderful. Well, you read them a couple, but I'm coming back in the morning. I like that. Hallelujah. I appreciate our elders and I appreciate this Bible study. If you want blessing, come in the morning. We're talking about faith and we're having a great time. And I appreciate it so very much. We had a great service this morning, a great lesson, and then this singing. My, I just prayed the Lord would help me sing. I was sitting by a fellow the other day and he said, I used to pray I could sing. Now I'm praying you can. I turned around and said, if all the birds in the woods were silent, except those that can sing best, it'd be a pretty quiet woods. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord let me hear. Amen. Well, we're in camp meeting. Want you to be in the service of the morning. A great day. You'll enjoy Brother Barnum's message. It'll bless your heart. Then tomorrow night, I'm hoping we have to open some more doors to find room. I'm thrilled tonight to see this group of young people here. Thank God, they're on the front row. You can't keep on having camp meeting with this many young people saying amen. Glory to God. I see some of these young people we've already been in youth camp with, and they're already ready. Hallelujah. I'm thrilled tonight. Praise the Lamb forever. Well, we're here to have a great time. We know, I said last night, how to have camp meeting, and that's just get in. Get full of the Holy Ghost, and you've got a camp meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll never forget the night the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost talking in tongues. I went home talking in tongues. Went to ask the blessing and started speaking in tongues. Got up the next morning and was talking in tongues. We went to the field. We lived out in the country, 18 miles from the post office. Hallelujah. And I feel sorry for city folks. But anyway, I was in a city the other day. Kids can fight without getting out of the house. They can fight with their neighbor. You can reach over and swat one out of the window. It wouldn't have done for me to have been grown. Hey. I thought, Lord, what a joy. Let me get this over a little closer. I don't know for sure it's coming through. What a joy it is to be raised in the country. Well, it wasn't very many sins you can commit out there. No doubt the only one was cussing. I thought about this. My, how blessed of God we were. The next day, after God baptized in the Holy Ghost, we went to the field. We was running an old one-row corn binder, that kind that you had to trip with your foot. And, And whiz, and I was running back. And the next day, I said to the fellow who ran it, pulling me, I was running the Bible. I said, you're going to have to stop. I've just got to have another prayer meeting.
Praise God. Glory
God. He said, I wish you'd hurry up and get over this. We can.
Amen.
Now you get over quick enough. Because I know some that looks like they're permanently over. Yeah. But it was real. When that day we talked in tongues and all day, I went to church that night, couldn't hardly wait for him to open and praise her. Sit there with my hands together. And I'll never forget what I said. Couldn't have been further from the truth, but I was a sure feeling that way then. I jumped up and said, folks, if you get full of the Holy Ghost, you'll never have any more trouble with the devil. I hadn't seen him all day. He showed up in a few days. That was wrong. The spirit was right, but my knowledge was wrong. The snare that say I'm living on a mountain out here in the West Texas area. Level that.
Because thou sayest,
blind and naked. I counsel the thee to buy thee gold tried in the fire. Thou mayest be clothed, rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be selfless, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me.
Hallelujah.
For the final reading, and I'd like to turn now to the words of Jesus, the strange teaching on the Mount, chapter 5 of the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5 for our final reading. Oh, praise the Lamb, praise the Lamb. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They might have a camp meeting 1,000 times, no, they shall be filled.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are they that first made the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. The book says, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when men revile against you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you, if they can say it falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Father, we take this service to you. We thank you for the privilege of being in another old-fashioned, heaven-sent camp meeting. I pray that these worlds may be hallowed tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That your divine presence would move in and out among us. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. And let the glory of him who dwelleth on high be tabernacled in the midst of your people. Glorify thy name. Give holy unction, divine revelation. We'll give you praise in the worthy name of the risen King. Hallelujah to his name.
Amen.
The Sermon on the Mount was one of the most difficult sermons for me to believe. I know it seems to be elementary teaching to some, but when I was a young preacher boy, I had difficulty with this. I grew up with a Bible in my hand, read it, studied it, loved it, prayed over it, wept over it, and I thank God for his word tonight. Find yourself in the book. God's holy word has surely been inspired of God and not of men. No power or eloquence of man could ever conceive its wondrous plan. Withstanding all the test of time, it stands unchanged, unique, sublime, proving to every tongue and race God's wisdom, mercy, love, and grace. All efforts to destroy are vain. God's holy word will still remain.
Amen.
So hammer on, you hostile hands. Your hammers will break, but God's anvil stands.
Amen.
Thank God for his word, the immutable, eternal, unchangeable word of God that stands forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. As a young boy, I took my Bible with me. I had a saddle pocket on my saddle. And while I was herding cows and working on a ranch, I pulled that
that Bible out and read it. When I ran across something I didn't know, I put a question mark by it. Of course, it didn't have many. Hallelujah. Woo! Because if your first call to preach, you know it happened. I was pastoring a church when I was 15 years old. And there's a lot of wisdom flowed out of that pulpit. I was an expert counselor on marriage. You think about the ministry you can have when you first start out. It's almost like the young sergeant that stood in front of all the captains and colonels and said, there's a lot of folks know more about this subject than I do, but I'm glad there's none of them present here today. Oh, the value of a preacher finding himself in the Word of God. Finding that Word, loving that Word, adoring that Word, until it becomes a living part of your life, and you're filled with the blessing of that wonderful Word. Hallelujah! I discovered the anointing preaching to my spotted horse. Hallelujah! When you're full of preach and you pray and you've got a message and nobody wants to hear you, you'll just tie your horse to a tree and say, pal, listen to it. Hallelujah! He didn't walk out. He didn't act disgusted. He just wondered what was going on. But in that Bible reading, in that study, I came across this chapter. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And I thought, Lord, now put a question mark for that. Because that's just opposite from the way I believe it, Lord. I thought, blessed are they that have a camp meeting. Blessed are they that are having a spell. And now you're saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. And I know, Lord, this don't mean blessed are they that are poor in circumstances. If it did, I'd already been raptured. If God was just love and love and poor folks, he'd have loved it to death before it got grown. We had a model in A4 and didn't have enough money to buy gas for it. We jacked it up and put blackjack blocks in it and walked to church saying, won't it be wonderful there? But God, give us what it takes to have that hunger for God one more time. Church that didn't have to be a preacher. Brother Davis knew where it was. When we had a preacher, I wore my striped overalls. We'd get out there. But my text says, blessed are the poor in spirit. That doesn't mean circumstances, sure. And that doesn't mean blessed are they that are dried up either.
Amen.
Because if that's true, I know churches that would be in it. Preacher got up the other day and said, my church will be the first one in the rapture. For the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Preacher got up in Arkansas at a fellowship meeting and said, folks, I've got so much to praise God for. This church is going down, but it's going down slower than any I've ever taken. But this book said, blessed are the poor in spirit. And one day I ran across a translation, and it said, blessed are they that are destitute. Woo! Blessed are they that have a desire. Blessed is that person who knows his spiritual poverty. Can I know he does? When you reach
ago. Faith is often born in despair. And you cry out to God. There's a God on the other end that will hear your cry. And
I tell you,
I don't know why people don't get saved in our church. I know why. God doesn't put live chickens under dead hens. And I've been in churches holding revival, and I said, "Now, Lord, vaccinate me so I don't act like this when I leave." I want to what it takes to make me desperate and destitute. Thank you, Superintendent, for giving me liberty. You regard the prayer of the destitute, and you say your pretty little prayers. You go to church every Sunday. You sit there piously, and you're more disturbed when Texas Tech loses a football game and part of the sinners not saved. You're just about to play out.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sister Brankle. I said, Sister Brankle, this church got to have a new preacher. Not a different one. They got to have a new one. And they're going to have a new one if there's any preaching in the morning. We've got to have a touch of God.
Glory, praise the Lord.
Our girls were little babies then. And I said prayer with them. I put them in the bed, tucked them in, and said good night. We slept in the living room, and there's an old green chair, and I bowed in that old green chair, and I talked to God to start repenting of everything that I could think of. If I said one ugly word about anybody, I started clapping for God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you clap through, folks, woo, you can pray through over anything.
Hallelujah.
That night, about 8:30, we started the prayer meeting. About 9:30, it was still going, and I hadn't got through. 10:30, we still hadn't got through. About 11:30, we hadn't got through. But about 12:30, hallelujah, heaven come in that little living room. That little parsonage become a sanctuary and a nest of new glory.
Hallelujah.
Sister Brankle turned around to me and she said, speaking in tongues and tears dropping all over her cheeks. She said, the Lord, just give me a scripture. If any two of you shall agree on her as touching any one thing, it shall be given unto you. She reached around and took me by the hand, and I took her little head, and we began to pray, and the glory came
back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We begin to claim the soul for God. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And can't even grow loose at that parsonage. That night glory came in my soul and in hers. About 12:30, 1 o'clock, we came through the victory. And the next morning I went to the broadcast shouting glory. I had the assurance a soul was going to get saved. It's different when you pray through.
Yeah.
The district is better. The presbyter's better.
Yeah.
Things look better when you pray through. I went to that little church, walked in, and I didn't see a sinner in the house that would admit it. Hallelujah. Well, all of a sudden, I looked over there and one of my deacon's brothers walked into the church and he just told me that week, no preacher gets next to me. And the Holy Ghost said, that's him. When I gave the altar call, he literally ran to the altar, fell across that altar, began to cry
publicly.
Oh, let it go. Loose. We had shouting jubilee. We had water baptismal service. There's a revival, my friend. Look at that. That's the
Lord.
That's the Lord. God, forgive us of our arrogancy. Forgive us of our display of ourselves.
Amen.
Forgive us, God, of trying to run a race with somebody else. Let's come to Calvary. Let's come to the
pain.
It's not so we can beat so-and-so. It's because we can stand accepted in His presence and hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful. Enter into the joy.
Praise God.
I'm a fourth of the way through. Would you stay with me?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Blessed are they that mourn. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing sheep to heaven.
Amen.
There's not an Assembly of God church in this West Texas district. If that congregation would turn to God with fasting and prayer, with intercession and with confession of sin, and with a renewed vision of Bible reading, and faith in God that what a revival would break out.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
Let me repeat what I said last night. I do not believe that this theory is just God's time for revival. If that's true, it's God's time to let people go to heaven.
It's not so, God, just waiting on us. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself strong in behalf of those who hearts are free. Shalomakush. Days of sowing tears shall be. They that weep in this altar. Hallelujah. God doesn't need a holy church. He needs somebody to start up the Bible. God said, I wondered there was no intercession. I preached in churches where they didn't have a single prayer warrior. Not a single intercessor. But if God can find a church that has somebody that knows how to talk to God, knows how to live, knows how to pray, he still has their mind. Blessed are they that mourn. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. I'm hearing of so many political maneuvers to get to a church. I won't pass by this. Let me tell you, friends, I wouldn't pull one string to get into work, because when you get there, you're not big enough to handle it. If you happen to have political maneuvers.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I'm not a pastor, pulled up sinner in the will of God. And pastor the largest church in this assembly. For when Moses walked out of Egypt, every dog took the lockjaw. That hell couldn't even bark when Moses passed by, because he's walking in the will of God. Yours when we walk in the will of God, which is yes, facing God, where the rivers still flow, where the springs of joy is unceasing, and where the revival can be.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be. Better is that church that's cold and dead and lifeless. And without a law, better is that church that sings the doxology and is cold and lifeless if that church is moving toward God than the church that's had the fire and is moving away from God.
Amen.
That's why denominational people are coming in and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost the first night, because they come with a hungry heart. Revival one more time that calls our hearts to hunger after God for an appetite for the things of God, until church could not last too long and prayer meetings could not be too often, but there's a camp meeting hunger in our soul for that river about to flow through our lives. I'm closing. We were in the state of Arizona a few years ago, and I've referred to it before. In a revival meeting, then that church is a multimillionaire. They tell me he's one of the largest contractors in the state of Arizona. He's a Canadian by birth. Welch said that he stood that night in a church service just before I preached and said, Brother Brankle, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've been a deacon in this church for 18 years, but it's been 11 years since I've talked in other tongues, and I haven't had a refilling in 11 years. I've been wrapped up in business. I've made plenty of money, but I'm destitute tonight. I don't have God. I've gotten so cold in my soul, I've doubted whether there's a real hell or not. But last night, when you preached on the double portion, I got hungry tonight. I want to confess to this church I don't have it. And I want this pastor to forgive me. And I want this church to forgive me. I'd just like to have one more refill of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I've got news. That new brother didn't get to sit down till he began to talk in other tongues. Revival broke out. You couldn't preach the next night. They came and got the baptism. Revival came. God's just looking for one church in West Texas that's dissatisfied just taking the evangel. It's dissatisfied with just a little ground under school. But the pride of God sent us one more visitation of God.
Woo!